Good morning, 6:30 a.m. on Friday, July 19. This was not going to be a record-breaking morning. I'm barely hobbling along today. But still, I made some good time. I'm up, I'm out, I'm moving. A little bit late, I slept in. It was almost 6 o'clock before I got up. So I'm doing well to be out. Took till about 4:15 to get out. I had a spammer on Facebook. I don't see them that often. Once in a while I get one. Yeah, 16:15, not bad. 16 and a quarter. It's not 15 and a quarter, but I'm also not huffing and puffing. I had pegged as spam some time ago. I get friend requests just from on Facebook from a lot of people. Well, I guess not too surprising. And once in a while you spot morning. Once in a while you get to spot them. I thought this one looked kind of spamish. Three versions of the same profile picture with slightly different angles on the cleavage. So obviously I was supposed to be focused on the cleavage. But I thought, well, you know. So I responded favorably to the friend request, and surprisingly did not get an answer back immediately. Also, somebody who has friended several of my colleagues in the writerly community, so benefit of the doubt, and thought, okay, why not? This morning, I got the spam. So, it's funny. In a completely predictable sort of, oh, yeah, I saw this joke coming. Away you go. So, let's see. Yesterday was a 5K day, and so many words I wrote, something over 5,000. It was like 5,100, 5,200. I've gone well past the halfway mark. I'm somewhere around 21,000 words, I think. The Greedock story is coming together. Today's writing will be curtailed slightly. I'm taking the afternoon off. Brand is over in Boulder this week, and I haven't been able to get over to see him all week long, and he's flying home this afternoon, so I'm going to go have lunch with him today. It's not very much, but it's something. I will get a morning's worth of writing in, I suspect, my 2-hour segment, and my writing lamp. I think I mentioned this before. My fam gave me two things for Father's Day. They were both sort of joke gifts. One was a tactical barbecue apron with all of the clips and rings and pockets, and black with the straps, so it looks like body armor. Has Chef on the back in big white letters where it would normally say police or FBI or something. So it's quite comical. But the other thing was a battery-powered Minecraft torch. So those of you who are Minecraft aficionados know the standard block-shaped torch, which is the staple of life in Minecraft, both underground and above ground. So, a Minecraft torch. And it's just sort of been standing on my desk. It takes AAA or AA batteries or something, I don't forget now. And it's been just sort of standing on my desk. And so I've started turning that on when I write. Even when I'm in the house alone, I turn it on when I write. It's a little glowing yellow cube, the top of a brown stem. So it's not what you call lighting per se. It's a much more like humorous prop. But the beauty of it is that it has two states, on and off. And the on state is entirely obvious. So I had it on the other day, and my wife was trying to IM me. And I said, "Okay, I'm gonna go. I got my writing lamp. The writing lamp was lit, and I'm gonna go AFK for a while." And she started laughing. And so she actually stopped IMing me for an hour or so. And I got some writing done. And we did this a couple of times where during the course of the week I mentioned that I got my writing lamp is on, I'm gonna go put some words or something. And she got home one night, and after dinner I've been going downstairs around 7 to try to do another hour or two at the end of the day, just to peak load, just to get this book done, get it out. And it's, you know, it's resulted in an extra 3,000-4,000 words. Last night gave me about 1,200, 1,500 extra words just for the day. I already had 3,000, so over 3,000. So it worked out pretty well. I had some time. But anyway, she comes downstairs and she sees me sitting there in the nearly dark basement with this light on. And she starts killing herself laughing. She says, "Is that your writing lamp?" And I said, yeah, turn it on when I'm writing. And then everybody knows that I'm writing and I'm not, you know, just sitting here dubbing around, playing games and stuff. When I turn that on, I'm writing. And she said, "Okay then." And she did. She sat over in her side of the room, and I won't say she was quiet because she's never quiet. It's one of the problems. But I was freed to ignore her because the writing lamp was on, and I was in the story, and she was talking, but she was not talking to me. And she was talking to her computer, she was talking to the cats, she was talking to her dolls, she was talking to whatever. But she was not talking to me. So I didn't have to focus on her talk in order to figure out which of the dozens of statements per hour. I'm being charitable here, it's much more than a dozen per hour. Anyway, were addressed to me, because none of them were. Because I had my light on, so of course none of them should be addressed to me, and if they are, then I'm sorry, the light was on, I wasn't paying attention. And it seems to be working. It's a visual clue, not just for me, which turns out to be significant as well. Because when the light's on, and I'm burning battery power, and because I don't want to waste batteries. So there's a scarce resource that's being consumed, even though it's a cheap, scarce resource. It's still a scarce resource. Batteries are always scarce in my house because I have so many battery-powered things. And it's forcing me to write. And if I get however many thousand words I get in a day, truncated, that's what I get to put on my calendar. So the week started with a 2, so I've got 2K, and then a 3, and a 3, and last night was a 5. And if I didn't have to go visit Brand today, which is something that I really do want to do, which is really something that I need to do, because I didn't get to see him or Allie or anybody at BalkCon. So the opportunity to get out and talk to some friends is, it's immensely powerful and drawing, and I need to do it. And I'll probably do the morning coffees again on Tuesdays as soon as I can. I think there's one next week I can go to, maybe. I'll have to check. So, it sounds fun. I'm really quite excited. Things seem to be moving, seem to be unstuck. The story is flowing along on its own momentum. At this point, I'm more than halfway, so everything needs to be flowing downhill now. We need to be stop asking questions, start answering some. Monk pole. We've had some tries and fails. We've had some injuries and setbacks. We've had a little bit of blood and gore, but of course, always somebody else. So it's working, it's coming together, and I hope Scott likes it, but I'm also pretty sure that he's going to want more death and dismemberment, but that'll be after we get the story put together. There's quite a lot of death and dismemberment, and there's quite a lot of gruesomeness that should satisfy the junkies. And I'm sure if not, then Scott will add a bit, because Scott does that. The byline on the story will be by Scott Sigler and Nathan Lowell. So, yeah, I'm sure he's going to fiddle with it. Oh, a loud truck. Oh, surprise. Loud truck towing a ski boat. Probably heading over to Loveland to the lake. So this morning is a little bit cool. Oh, that's a pretty whiffy exhaust, dude. Anyway, it's a overcast morning. It looks like it's been raining off and on all night. I know it rained a little bit last night. It's going to be another sticky day, so I hope it doesn't get too hot. Oh, I got my new spectacles yesterday, too. And I splurged and bought the matching clip-ons. This optometrist has some of the best clip-ons I have ever seen. They are they're not plastic, they're lens material. They're clear lens material, you know, plain lens material that have been tinted, and the wireframes match the glass frames. So when you're going to clip them on, it's almost hard to tell that it's a different, you know, that they're clip-ons, because the clips are very discreet. And they match the lenses almost exactly. So there's none of that sort of hang over the edge thing that happens when you get some clip-ons, particularly the flip-up ones. And they're polarized. So you get a very nice tinted polarized lens over the filter, over the front of your lenses. And they're really quite good. I've worn them on my other glasses for as long as I've had the glasses, and I actually broke a pair and went back and got another set of the clip-ons, just because they are so damn good. They're kind of expensive, but they are the Cadillac for me of glasses, because I can still have my prescription, I can still have polarized lenses, and while I don't need the prescription in order to see anymore, the ability to have glasses, polarized lenses, and perfect vision for the first time in a decade or more, maybe. It's staggering. It's wonderful. So I got them. I wear them home. And I come into the house, and my younger daughter is home, and she takes one look at me, and she starts laughing and laughing and laughing. I said, "What is so funny?" And she says, "You look like a mad scientist." And it's true, with the round lenses, morning, and the round clip-ons. The round clip-ons sort of look like goggles. You know, they have that same sort of oval blankness in the middle of your face that goggles would do, but without all of the surrounding eye material. It's just these goggles with the beard and the goggle glasses, the little round shaded eye pieces. She said I looked either like a mad scientist or John Lennon. She couldn't quite discover which or decide which. My wife said, okay, now you really look like Gandalf. So it was, okay. At least I don't look like Harry Potter, which was a bit of a concern because they're a little bit like that. Or not exactly, but a little bit. But they are much narrower on my face. They don't cut my face from temple to temple. They are lenses that are in front of my eyes, and that's where they need to be. So they take up a lot less of my face, and yet I have very, very good vision, even peripherally because of the cataract surgery. So it's quite nice. I'm enjoying it. And every time I walk by the mirror, I go, oh, look, I got new glasses. I've had the same pair. I've had that rectangular pair of glasses for years, but quite literally. I'm trying to remember if they were the ones I've had when I started going to BaltCon 6 years ago. I think they might have been. So this is, for everyone involved, this is a very different look for Dad. And I don't know, so I suppose perhaps it makes me look a little bit older, maybe. Certainly doesn't make me look any hipper, that's pretty much a given. For that, I'd have had to go with some of the plastic frames. I was thinking about, did I make a mistake? Because I saw... they showed me a whole bunch of frames, and one of them was a sort of heavy black plastic oblong shaped, and then there was some lighter ones that had the bottom part of the plastic frame not tinted, so it was only black across the top and sides. And I thought, well, that's not bad. That's actually pretty good. It was not really what I had in mind. And I've seen those frames everywhere. Chris Hayes wears a pair. Most of the people he interviews wear them. So I was like, did I make a mistake? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. And I thought, everybody's wearing those other ones. So I'm not going to be everybody. And I think that's good. That'll work out fine. So I wonder why Endomondo hasn't talked to me yet this morning. It was running. It is still running. There we go. Another 17 minutes. No, almost 18. Yeah, I'm just poking along this morning. Just barely crawling. That's okay. Because I'm at the back gate, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.